Greetings, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to our October 2nd, 2018, Ask the Archangels. We certainly hope you all have had a great month, and we're very pleased that so many of you have joined us this evening. And we certainly hope that we're going to have a fun evening ahead of us. Now, as always, the Archangels have requested that the questions tonight only be about topics that they have presented and not about personal issues, please. Of course, this is to benefit the entire group. They would also like questions to be short and concise so that more of the group will have a chance to ask. This will also assist the Archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought to us this evening and that they feel is very important. Now remember, for all you veterans and for you newbies, when you'd like to ask a question, please hit star 6 and the number 1, and that will put you in a queue, which will get you in line, and it is taken in the order that you call in. Now, by the way, these sessions are recorded and will be put up in our website shortly. Now, let's take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our guest for the evening.
If everyone will get very centered in their sacred heart and take a big breath in, and as you do so, breathe in light. And as you exhale, exhale love. Now breathe in love and exhale light. Notice just in taking those two breaths, how still you have become, how centered and present. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Archangel Michael. I have come to be with you this evening. This session will be a little different than the ones that we have previously conducted. First of all, I am very present with you as an archangel. As many of you know, I am also a Lord of Light. But in tonight's capacity, I not only encompass both iterations of the vastness of who I am, but I speak to you as an archangel. Because we archangels are very devoted to you, beloveds. It is really very important that we support you in these times of change, as you ascend, as you open your consciousness to a much more refined level, and as you begin to use your mental, emotional body in ways that are very centered and balanced. It's very important to us as a realm of archangelics that we serve you in the highest capacity of our being, so that you can travel this path of ascension in greater ease. Embody the love that you are, the love that the source of your being created you in. The magnificent light that emanates from the very core of your soul. So tonight, I would like to invite you to talk about the challenges that you have experienced in this last year. As many of you know, there have been various alignments in the cosmic realms that support your evolution. Great, magnificent light templates are being projected into the Earth's atmosphere and into the very core of the Christed matrix of your Mother Earth. This has brought about some challenges because your old ways of navigating your life experience do not work very well. And you are challenged to create more consciously, to let go of old patterning, of ways in which you have navigated the earthly plane as a human. Patterns built in fear, patterns built in superiority, in ego-based thoughts and emotions. We are not saying that your ego isn't important. As a human in form on Earth, it is important. But I will tell you this one thought that I want you to contemplate. As the soul that dwells within this human form, you have the capacity to have sovereignty in that body. Your ego is very fragile and is often exemplified in fear. And as a soul, you have the capacity to upgrade that ego to a more refined state of being that better serves you as a divine being in a human form. So I would like you to discuss with we archangelics about the things that have caused you great frustration in the last few months, or where you have found the greatest challenge. What is it that you need from us that we could provide to you in this transformational process? Yes, we can provide the love and the light. We can provide guidance, teachings, examples. We can provide to you suggestions. But understand, you are the ones with the body. You are the ones in form. So you have choice. You are in charge of that body. And that means all of it, the psyche, the neurology, the brain, the physicality, the physiology, and all of the communication channels within that body. But what we are asking for from you this evening is to discuss with you, with us, what you need, how we can serve you that might make your journey a little easier, or that might help you as you travel on this path. So please now, feel free to make your comments, even ask your questions. But keep in mind, we are asking you now for information. We are asking for you to give us guidance in how to help you more efficiently.
Here we go. We have our first caller. You're on with Archangel Michael. Hello. Whoops. Lost you. Sorry we had somebody, but we could just get you to call back, please.
We know this is a little different. And we know that it was probably very unexpected. So we can start off with a few questions, but as you ask those questions, kind of gear them in ways that you would like to see us help you.
You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello.
What
come to me when you spoke about how to help is how to overcome inner resistance and being more allowing.
Yes. That is a challenge in the human. And the resistance comes from the ego. Because the ego is unsure. So the resistance is always based in some sort of fear that you are not capable. So when you are feeling these resistance, it's important that you sit quietly. And you ask for your soul to come to the forefront and to guide you from its mastery of many, many existences. And to realize where that stems from. So contemplate, what is your fear? What is it that causes you to distrust yourself? By asking these questions of yourself and being willing to receive the answer from your soul, you will gain a lot of insight into just how complex you are. Understand that ego comes with the body, the human third-dimensional body. And as you transition through the fourth dimension and enter into the fifth dimension, you will be more open to receiving the answers from your soul that tells you that you are capable, that you are a divine light. And be ready to shine your light in the darkness as you transverse your life experience.
Okay, thank you. I will see what, how can I handle it. I feel it on my chest when you spoke about this ego fear.
Yes. You feel it in your heart.
Yes.
The ego wants to tell you that you're less than, that that perhaps you aren't loved. And you have to recognize its lies. Because you are always loved. Not only by we archangels, who are so devoted to you, but by the source of your being who created you. And if you will sit quietly and just receive that love, and then look at how many people in your life, friends, family, who love you dearly. They don't tell you that, but they show it in many different ways. And be willing to accept that love. The only way that you will know is if you accept it.
Thank you very much for your telling me this.
You're very welcome.
I think accepting is difficult.
Yes.
It's a challenge.
Yes.
Hello, you're next with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm coming through. Thank you very much, Michael. I feel like you're speaking to me tonight. My awakening process really started about 6 years ago, and it was very messy and very painful. And I left a lot of people behind and people that I never got closure with and people who I still love very dearly, even after everything that happened. And I am now in the best place I've ever been. I'm working very diligently. I am absolutely in love with where I am in terms of working with the other side and the angels and all of you. But I still cry often, and I'm still so sad and so regretful about what happened.
Let me say this to you. First of all, forgive yourself, beloved. See the bigger picture. In order for you to move on and awaken in the way that your soul was calling you to awaken, you had to leave that old life behind because it no longer served you. And you knew that.
Yes.
Some of these individuals would not have let go very easily. They would have liked to hold you because it benefited them. So the best way to handle that was to just remove yourself. Now, that said, if you should ever meet them in a public gathering of any kind, whether it be a store or some gathering, treat them from the love that you hold for them in your heart. Welcome them. Say hello. So good to see you. Doesn't mean that you have to re-engage, but be kind to them. But most importantly here, be kind to yourself. You followed the direction that was needed. And you voiced to me, you are in the best place ever, and that you love your life. This is where your focus needs to be.
And when that sadness, sometimes it'll happen after I've slept, and you know, it'll come on in places that I just am not aware of. Is that still just it coming up to leave? It's been years.
And there is a pain that you still hold within your heart about that event that you could have done better. It's done. It's already done. You cannot change it. It's finished. Let it go. Let it go.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call and for being with us. It's amazing to be with everybody here in the collective, so thank you. There are two big issues that really came to my heart when you were speaking that I wanted to draw attention on, because perhaps other people are struggling as well. The first one is a more earthly thing, and that is money. My husband and I both have been trying a lot of different things and persistence and all of that to try to increase our monetary funds, but there just seems every time that we make progress, we're kind of slapped back again. So that's been really difficult. So that's the first one. And then the second thing, the second challenge that I would really love your help on, is something I've been working on for years now, which is my anger. I have like anger that will just well up like really quickly and very, very strong. And you know, I've worked on ways to just kind of like sit there and be with that and figure out what's wrong and all of that. But sometimes it comes on really quickly and it's hard for me to let it go. And I know that it's a process, but I really want to be done with those two struggles.
Well, first of all, when you're in the middle of it, you are in reaction. Something has triggered you, an event, a person, a choice that you've made or someone else made for you. It is a reaction. And when you are feeling the intenseness, it's a very strong human emotion, very powerful emotion. When you are in that, you have to allow the emotion to dissipate. Take note of what was the charge that precipitated the anger. Was it judgment? Was it someone who crossed a boundary where you were concerned? Judgment of self and judgment of others is very detrimental to your psyche and most of all to your spiritual evolvement. So it is in just reviewing what it was that made you instantly react with that emotion. And then know that you have a choice as to what emotions that you want to use and cultivate those in your life. Senses of joy, over very simple things, such as a sunrise or a sunset, or a delicious meal, or a juicy fruit, or a fine fabric, or a beautiful flower. Cultivate those responses. Take note of how that feels in the body and how the body has no resistance to that. There's no tightness. There's no stress. There's just an opening in the heart. What are some of the other emotions that you could use consistently in your mind, in your life? Gratitude. Gratitude for having a partner that you dearly love and that supports you and that will work with you. And when you reflect on those things, feel what it feels like in the body. Feel what beauty feels like in your body. And begin to differentiate the difference of the feeling in the body between anger and beauty, anger and love, judgment and acceptance. These are the things that will help you make choices because of what you're cultivating in the body senses, how the body feels, how the heart feels, how the mind is quiet and comfortable. And you do that ahead of time, not while you're in the reaction. You can't do anything about that reaction. It's already chosen. It's already done. Let it dissipate. May take a day, may take 3 days. But when it is finished, then cultivate these other things and feel them in your body when you call them forth. Feel what it feels like in the body, in the mind, in the heart. So the human senses here are very important. Now, in regards to your other comment about abundance, what is restricting that flow of abundance? You know, abundance is much more than money. Abundance of love. Mm-hmm. Abundance of beauty. Abundance of hope. Of faith. Of knowing. So what is it that restricts you from not only creating, but maintaining that flow within you? Is it a judgment of unworthiness? Is it judgment that it has to be some grand event? Or just day-to-day receiving the abundance that you are creating through your effort, through your intention, and your attention? And what are the restrictions? What are the challenges? These are questions that have to be contemplated, that you have to go inside, deep inside, and find them. And when you find them, don't let them go. Change them. You have choice. you can be the sovereign director of your life experience from that soul level.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hi. Good evening, Archangel Michael. Such an honor to have you with us here tonight. Thank you. I have a bit of a frustration as I'm moving forward spiritually, is trying to balance my thirst of knowledge, trying to balance, you know, quiet my intellectual mind. I have a great yearning to learn. And since my awakening, I've been ferocious in, you know, learning, whether it be spiritual, metaphysical, esoteric, whatever, understanding better who I am, what I am, why I'm here, balancing that aspect of this journey with the quiet time, with just, you know, going inside and being quiet and trying to quiet my mind. And I find it very difficult balancing that aspect. And I'm wondering if you have any suggestions in that regard.
Well, first of all, you have to change your mind a little bit about the balance. Now that you are awakening, you are very curious because there's a lot that you have forgotten about yourself. And so you're very devoted to discovering that. And you have a fine intellect that is very curious. So there is nothing more, there is nothing wrong with researching a few things. It can't absorb your entire life, as you are very well aware of. There has to be a balance. But not only has there be a balance between the investigation and the thrill of discovery, because that can be very intoxicating, as you have discovered.
Right.
And then the quiet time. But understand, you have to have some sort of momentum before you can take that knowledge or that learning and sit with it in the silence of your soul. And not every day will be the same. And then there is another part where you serve others by being kind, by being open and receptive. So there are many things to consider on this evolutionary process, but I would like to leave you with this thought. First of all, it is not about gaining knowledge so much as it is remembering who you are at that soul level.
Right.
When
you're right, it is very intoxicating. And
yeah.
It's exciting. And yes, but I have found, you know, in the journey that I am remembering certain things, you know, that are helping me in understanding why I'm here and leading me along, I think, my path. But,
yeah.
It's just sometimes I wonder, like, this thirst, you know, for knowledge, and it is very intoxicating. So, okay.
Let yourself enjoy that for a while. It cannot usurp these other parts of you. Schedule a time for you every single day, whether it be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. Your time, your quiet time.
Yes.
Where you might say an invocation, a prayer, might call forth a favored archangel or a master.
Yep.
And just sit quietly. Sometimes a little soft music may help if your mind is very chatty at that particular time.
Okay.
But if you schedule it at a time that you know that you will meet that appointment, it's an appointment that you agree to make with yourself, and you never, ever veer from that, even if it's for 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm not off as off track as sometimes I think I am, because I do that daily, and I do it either, you know, morning, midday, and at night. So, and I'm very dedicated to that. So maybe I'm...
Yes. You are not off balance.
Yeah.
You have to honor that part of you who is a curious child that is developing into spiritual maturity.
Right.
And that discovery is an important part of that journey. The
Thank
other
you so much.
Last thing that you need to know about that is in that experience of yourself, making choices in your life experience, remembering, noticing these little subtle hints that tell you who you are, receive them.
Yeah.
Because it is in the experience that you know. You cannot read that in a book.
No, that's right. Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're next with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello, this is Nada.
Hello.
Hi, Michael. I'm so glad to be talking with you. This year has been amazingly challenging in a number of ways. About several months ago, I've been, my physical body was tested and appears to have a couple of autoimmune diseases. And at first I was really freaked out and anxious and under stress about it. And then this most amazing thing has been happening. One night I sat at the piano because it balances my energy and I could feel the flow coming through me, and I just channeled music for a while. And I could suddenly see that using vibration, tones and light and love, I could beat these. I could heal myself. And, you know, I am taking some meds, or I was, and I've balanced already the thyroid, and the arthritis is still bothering me a lot. But the amazing thing is, I've made dear friends with my body systems, and I've fallen in love with my thyroid, and I've fallen in love with my immune system, and all, you know, the hands that are swollen and the feet that hurt and all the parts, and I can talk to them and have a team. And when I go into the sacred space in my heart to receive insights and information, I take them with me, and we all sit there in my heart, and they learn at the same time, because I know they're intelligent. They work so hard for me, and they love me. And it's just been an amazing, amazing experience, and I'm so grateful. Not to want to be ill, but I never would have guessed that all this love and this personal ability, realization that I can heal my body beyond what the doctors, you know, what they do. And my question now is, although the thyroid is pretty much balanced and I trust it and love it, I'm wondering what can I do? I want to help my immune system to be able to recognize when a true pathogen has entered my bloodstream rather than something that simply looks like one and creates, you know, an unnecessary reaction, like, you know, arthritic things like that. I would like so much to guide my immune system in our conversations, and if you have any suggestions, I'd be very grateful.
Well, first of all, let me commend you on discovering the importance of communication with your body. You know, for so long, beings on a spiritual path tried to get out of the body. Consciously, they would leave the body in prayer or meditation. Now it's about operating as a unit in partnership and communication.
Yes, we're a team.
Yes. And so when you do that, which you have done very successfully, you realize the body relaxes and begins to trust you at that soul level to guide it. So continue in your communication and your value of it as it serves you as a vehicle to be human in a body on this beautiful earth of yours. So continue that. And when you do that and you reinforce with your immune system and the different organs of the body that are so vital to creating that balanced immune system,
mm-hmm.
when you communicate your need and that is part of its job, and you support it and you love it for doing its job. So just continue in the way that you are, and you will heal that immune system. Also, the discovery of the tones and the music, the notes, the various
yes.
notes, and the frequency. Every organ resonates with certain frequencies.
I've discovered that.
You have discovered that.
Well, I would wake up and my wrists and hands would be hurting,
mm-hmm.
and I would just put my wrist in my mouth and hum, and
mm-hmm.
and within a minute it just felt so much better.
Yes. So continue what you're doing. You're doing a great job, and you are being successful.
So
continue. The body is slow, especially when it's been bombarded with disease. It takes a while for it to completely come around.
Yes.
Listen to your body. Ask, and you do that. You ask your body, what do you need? What is it that you need from me at this moment?
Yeah. And so,
how can I serve you as you have served me?
Oh, that is beautiful. And so it is possible for the immune system and all the cells that attack what they think are, you know, that they can learn what to relax and not attack, that is not a pathogen and not harmful to the body, but just kind of masquerades as it.
Yes.
It will learn.
It's a lack of communication within the system. It's like this finely tuned computer who has some negative programs running in the background. And so it will take time to get those programs reoriented. And that also is dependent on your thoughts and your emotions. That's
mm-hmm.
a very big part of the body's health. because when you have thoughts and emotions that are in not congruent with the health and well-being of the body, it puts stress on the body.
That's true. I remember the first conversation I had with my immune system, where I asked if it was willing to partner with me in relaxing, because I knew I was totally stressed out, and it agreed that it would relax, and we were on a walk in nature. And when I got home, I was about to put the key in the lock, and my body and my immune system said to me, "You first." I had to laugh, but it's true. I was the one who needed to do that first.
Yeah.
This is great information. Thank you so much, Michael. What a blessing.
You're very welcome.
I feel so grateful. Thank you. Okay.
You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Yes, good evening. I would like to come back to something that was just said to another caller about when making life choices to be paying attention to the little hints that arrive. And in my case, I find that my attention is not focused enough so that I am missing the little hints. So I am at a point where I have finally begun to recognize when, in the moment of making a choice, when an old pattern is surfacing up, an old point of reference is surfacing up, and I know that that's not what I want to choose for the moment. But in trying to figure out what other options I have or what other energetic tools are now available to me, I am quite unclear on that. And so I would ask your assistance with that.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, let me direct your attention to your beauty. Do you recognize how beautiful you are? How light-filled you are, and how many things in your life show you your beauty? Do you pay attention to that?
Yes, that happens. Yes.
Yes. So that's how you create the balance. So the more you accept yourself as a divine being of light and love, created in the image of the all that is, and you recognize that every single day, that reinforces your ability to recognize what is not serving you, but it also helps the body to relax. There's no tension in the body when you see that beauty and be willing to accept it so that you have value in who you are as you walk this earthly plane, and you transmit your light continually, your love of life. And you are well on your way of doing that just by paying attention and recognizing when you have a very direct choice that you can make.
That is beautiful. I understand what was said. At the moment, I am at the point where I can come out of daily life and choose a meditation moment and a very quiet moment, and then I can see the beauty that is spoken about. And those moments are marvelous. And then when I try and integrate back into the community, the society, and I get hit with all the energetics that are coming my way, then I lose that. So I am at the point where I guess I have to just get better, stronger in keeping my frequencies at a higher vibration.
Yeah, and put up a shield. Use my shield of love and light with the intention that anything that does not resonate with that or resonate with your soul's perfection, that it will bounce off of that shield and not enter your energetic system.
Thank you. I'm very grateful, as always. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Your next song with Archangel Michael.
Hello, Archangel Michael. Thank you so much for being here. I'm very grateful for all the times that I've called upon you and you came through for me. It's great comfort. My question, I guess, is there's so much change going on in the last couple of years with my life. I'm taking steps, one step at a time, towards my guidance as to what my purpose might be here, and have done a lot of shifting with some of the things that I do. But I, too, also have a thirst for knowledge and a very active and fast-paced mind. And sometimes I find that maybe some of the things I'm working on or directions I'm going to, and I get almost to the point where I may finish something and something directs me the opposite way, and I don't quite finish, or I get maybe self-sabotaging or fear, or maybe it's not the right direction for me when I get the roadblock that switches my direction. I appreciate the advice that you've given about taking time for myself, and I probably don't do it as much as I should. Just wondering if there's any advice you might have as to direction as far as clarity, and I know that I have the knowing. I know things, but I guess just any advice you might have on that to continue forward on the right path.
Well, it's very important at this juncture, dear one, that you discern about these diversions. Are they, in fact, redirecting your attention to something you need to pay attention to? Or are they, in fact, a diversion that keeps you from discovering more of who you are?
Mm-hmm.
So this is where this appointment time with yourself is so important. To review those times. And in fact, are they subtle tricks of your ego?
Mm-hmm.
So that the ego can stay in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And that your attention is diverted. And in that diversion, you are not focused
mm-hmm.
on what is important for you. It takes self-discipline and practice, but before that can happen, you have to get in touch with what are the diversions and where they come from.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great advice. Thank you very much.
Now, dear ones, you know, we can answer your questions and we can direct you with options. What else can we do from our side to help you, to assist you? Is there something more that you are needing from us? Or is it just you have to experience and know? And this journey has to be taken by you. Self-discovery is a soul experience and can only be discovered by you in silence. But if any of you have anything that would help us serve you better or more efficiently, we would certainly love to hear it.
Hello, you're next with Archangel Michael.
Hi, good evening again, Archangel Michael. I just wanted to mention that I've found the channelings from the archangels, from what I, using my own discernment, feel are very credible channels that you guys give in regards to, you know, your tools and whatnot, but also in the state of how we are doing in regards as, you know, a collective on planet Earth, how we are progressing collectively. I've found those to be very useful, you know, in helping keep in touch, because I know I don't, and a lot of other people that have awakened don't watch the national news or the media. I mean, it's fake news. Let's use that phrase. But so the channelings that we get from the archangels, from the masters, I find very, very useful, and I'm hoping that those will continue into the future, so that They keep us sort of abreast of what the real news is and how we are progressing.
Well, I thank you for that comment. We try to support you in that way, to tell you often how you are doing. And yes, we will continue to give these messages to you, because that's important for you to know, so that you can continue on.
Right.
Oftentimes we have heard from humans that we do not understand. And there are certain things about being human that we do not understand, for we are not that. And we do not have the restriction of the human body that you have. You know, a third dimension is so restrictive to the soul essence, the pure soul consciousness, because of the denseness. But that is changing, because people like you are changing. They are embracing the love. They are embracing the unity consciousness, that you are not separate from us, that we are a part of this great cosmic orchestration of love and light and unity. And we are only a thought away. But as to your day-to-day pain and restrictions in the body, oftentimes we do not understand. But you can tell us. Voice it.
Right.
And that helps us guide you more proficiently.
Right. Well, I know that I call on you often, and I feel that you're always there. So I, other than the channelings, you know, for the updates, I feel that you all are doing a great job and really very, very supportive, and we're so grateful for you.
And we are very grateful to you, because you will resurrect this beautiful planet and all of humanity.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Are there any other comments or questions that you would like to discuss? If later on this evening, or perhaps tomorrow, or a few days from now, that you think of something that we could help you with, or that we could do a more proficient job at, please sit quietly and tell us. We'll listen, and we'll take it very seriously.
Yes, you're nice.
Hello, Archangel Michael. Thank you. Could you help me with, or give us some suggestions on holding a meditation, being quiet and going within? I find that I get distracted by everyday thoughts. So if there are some suggestions on how to hold that quiet space.
Well, for some, toning, like om or ah, the vowel sounds, and feel that in your body. Feel how when you tone, that sets up a vibration in the body that quiets the mind, because the mind is focusing on creating the tone. That is very helpful. The other thing is to open your crown center and open your sacred heart, the high heart center, and direct your attention into the center of your sacred heart, knowing that that crown is dialed open to the circumference of your head to receive the light, the love, and the information that you need will come to you in that silence. The breath, breathing in those cycles, breathing in love, exhaling light, breathing in light, exhaling love. These three things alone still the rational mind because the rational mind cannot follow that vibration. It doesn't understand, and so it is silent.
Thank you so much for those suggestions. I will try that.
You are very welcome. So keep in mind now, as you contemplate our request, please communicate to us your suggestions. I thank you all for being with me this evening. This has been a delightful conversation, and each one of you came into this gathering with an open heart to not only receive, but to give. So with that, beloveds, we will close our gathering. Blessings.